Welcome everybody to share number 966, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Siman Reish Tes Vav, the brachas, the halachas of Amen, halachas of Brachas Shenetzricha, Brachas of Atala, and so on. So in the Dirshu, we're just going through the Dirshu a little bit in the back in Siman Reish Tes Vav. He brings down some very, very important and very interesting halachas in conjunction with what we've been talking about. So he says an interesting thing. Let's say somebody, whatever the reason is, there's a suffix, let's say, they have a suffix if they did a certain mitzvah, which is a deraisa, let's say, shaking lulav and esrig the first day of Sukkot. I'm just giving an example. For the first day is a deraisa, right? In general, the other days are derabbanan, some other mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, not a bracha, but the mitzvah itself, let's say, is a deraisa. Like, I'm just, again, to have an understanding, lulav and esrig first day, for a man at least. So the bottom line is, what's the suffix, right? What's the, I don't remember if I shook. Okay, I can't remember that. Shake Louis van Nesrik today, I didn't, I was rushing, I had to run out to, whatever the case was, I was running out to shul and I did it, and usually I do it in the house, let's say, on the sukkah and I do it, but I just don't remember. I have my Louis van Nesrik, I just can't remember if I shook it or not. So, good, so of course you're gonna shake it again, right? So you shake it again, so what's the big deal? Shake it again, do it the right way, shake it again. But what about the bracha? What about if I said the bracha? So I have a suffix on the bracha also, right? Okay, so you could hear the bracha from somebody else, but he says an interesting thing. He says, Vahainu, in ice number 31, says the Dershah, Vahainu kesha bracha atzma deraisa, right? When the bracha itself is a deraisa, kagayim berachas amazayin, then, so he's going off the Mishnah Berurah's own. Then we know you say it again, right? Then we have to say it again, because if a person ate and they're full, right, in general, now, what full is, we spoke about in the past, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but lemaisa, I ate a meal, I'm full, I ate bread and everything else, so if a person ate and they're full, so they have to say again, benching, right? I don't remember, did I bench, did I not bench? I have to bench again. Okay, and in general, we always say that even if it's drabon and a person's not full, we always say to eat an extra, another kazayas of bread. It's very important. As long as you have, and you know, you're able to get another kazayas of bread, eat another kazayas of bread, and then bench. Whether you're full, not full, if you don't know, you don't remember, eat another kazayas of bread, then you bench 100%. L'chayr, you would rewash without a bracha, right? And as far as the hamotzi goes, usually if a person does remember if they benched, that means they wanted a bench and they were mesiach das. They finished the meal, so they would have to make a hamotzi again. But the washing would be done. You would have to wash again for bed without a bracha, no bracha. Unless a person knows for sure they were metame their hands, they touched their shoes, they touched covered parts of the body. Okay, so that's a side note. But he says, aval gabei sofik b'mitzvah, he midya raisa, right? So as far as a sofik mitzvah midya, so let's say, like we said, lulav and esrog first day sukkah or something like that, right? Or this person doesn't remember if he went into the sukkah for whatever the reason might be. I'm just giving an example so we have an understanding. You know, the first night of sukkah, let's say, they don't remember, whatever the case is, av a bracha, but the bracha on all these things, right? So let's say the bracha, these brachas, one would not make. Av a bracha, midrabanan. So to say the bracha on lulav and esrog, you don't remember the first day, you take it again, of course. But to make the bracha, he says, that would be midrabanan. So then the chayr according to this, you would not say it again, right? So that's what he says. Avol gabi sofik b'mitzvah shehi midya raisa, right? Avol gabi sofik b'mitzvah shehi midya raisa. That's midya raisa. Avol brachasa, but the bracha on that mitzvah in general would be midya rabbanan, right? Even if you do something that's a deraisa, the bracha itself is a rabbanan. So you would do the mitzvah without the bracha. But he does say. Then he says afterwards, interesting. Av shechayev la'saisa. Oh, so then he continues to say. Again, the Dershu in Ois 31, even though you have to do that mitzvah, let's say the Sukkot or the Lulav Nesrig, in those cases, for example, could be other cases also, become makam le'yivarech, you would not make a brach. Even though you have to do the mitzvah, what do you mean? You have to do a mitzvah. It's a deraisa, for sure. Even the Rabbanan, you would do it again without a bracha. Just to do a mitzvah, there's no harm in doing a mitzvah. But the bracha part, we don't say again, become makam le'yivarech, you don't make the bracha. But he says, Amna b'mistah. If somebody doesn't remember if they say Krishma or Virchasera and the brachas, then he says, Birchais Av Shehemid Rabbanan. Then you would say over the brachas also. I can't remember. Did I say Krishma? I don't remember. I said Birchais Krishma. I said Krishma. I don't remember what I did. So then you would say over again, if in case that would come up, Chas V'Shalom should never come up, but these things come up, we have to know what to do. Im Kara Krishma, or Birchais Seach, Chayzer Av Al Birchais, you would go, you say again, the brachas also, Av Shei Midrabanan, even though the brachas are Midrabanan, and Krishma is Midaraisa, case in time I have to say over Krishma, it's Midaraisa, right? So that's what he says. Amna Mimistapik, Im Kara Krishma, or Birchais Seach, Chayzer Av Al Brachas, you would say again, the brachas also, Av Shei Midrabanan. Why? He says that's a special case. Even shekach hoisa hiskena shekol zman shekoy rechayev. Every time when you say Krishna and you're mechuyev to say Krishna, right? Is chayev lekreis keikir hatakano bebirchasa. You would have to say it together with the brachas. So I didn't look into those halachas, but that's how he brings it down. Again, omna b'mistapek im, because l'chari you could say, what do you mean? The Chazal made it when mesaken to shake luv v'nesrik with a bracha, also sukkas with a bracha. But he says there's a distinction. When you do those other mitzvahs, you would not make the bracha. Omna b'mistapek im kara krishma. If you're not sure if you said over krishma or and it's brachas chayzer af al brachas, then in that case you would say over the brachas also with krishma. Krishma, Av Shei Midrabanan, Chayzer Av Al Brachas, Av Shei Midrabanan, Kev Shekal Chayza, Hiskena, Shekal, I'm sorry, Kem Shekal Chayza Atakona, Kem Shekal Chayza Atakona, Shekal's man, Shekoyra, Chayiv, Likrois, Keikir Hatakona, that's the takana Chazal made to save Krishma with his brachas. Okay, so that's how the Birshu brings it down. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.